Once again, to media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as soon as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach at UAlbany, Greg Gattuso. Good morning, Coach Gattuso.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing just fine. Quite a victory for you guys on Saturday, going to New Hampshire, rallying from 22-0 down to pick up a 36-25 win. As you've gone back and looked at that game, give me your impressions on what went so well.
Well, you know, it was, I thought in the first half we kind of, you know, we had a little problem with penalties and it stopped a couple drives, and we were really just kind of getting sink, and New Hampshire did a really good job getting up on us and, you know, getting a two-point conversion and some things like that. So, not, you know, we were down, but we had, I thought the drive before the half was a really critical part of the game. You know, teams that score touchdowns right before half like that, they win games. I mean, I knew going into the locker room we'd have a chance. We were getting the ball again. So we were able to make it 22-14 really fast, and I thought that really gave us a lot of life. And I think, you know, Ebi Token Hanks was spectacular in the game. I think our offensive line played probably the best game of that since I've been here. They just were all in sync, and we were able to run the ball really well. And a big part of the game was, you know, we made a decision to start the redshirt freshman and Will Brunson, and I thought he played really well. The two-minute drive before the half was huge, and he made a lot of really good throws. And, you know, so he gave us a chance to win, and I thought our defense played overall, especially in the second half, played a pretty good football game. So it was a good win for us to beat them. To go into New Hampshire and win is big. Hopefully it gives us a chance. You know, we'd love to try to get a win this week and try to get in the hunt a little bit for a playoff spot.
What did you learn about your team, or maybe something you already knew, but what did it show about your team? Maybe to New Hampshire's certainly a tough place to win. They don't lose very often at home, and they don't lose very often, especially when they're down or up 22-0. What did you learn about your team to be able to come back?
Well, I think the lesson is what we've been preaching here, and we're trying to develop a culture that just plays hard all the time, and it's a reinforcement of what we're trying to get. We're starting to make a lot of progress with. I think ultimately, you know, you got to win a game like that when you're trying to build a program. You got to go beat one of the teams that have traditionally been good. You know, people want to call it a signature win or whatever, but it's something that our kids, I think, just helps you believe in what we're doing. You know, we've had a lot of injuries to our receiving core. We only had four healthy receivers there, five. A lot of freshmen and redshirt freshmen, and what I hope they learned is to play with the people we have and to do our jobs, and we have a chance to win, and that's kind of what happened.
We're here with UAlbany head coach Greg Gattuso. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one in queue. If you'll get that for us, Leah.
Your question comes from the line of Mark Singalay with Albany Pines Union.
Greg, you talked about Elijah being spectacular on Saturday. Aside from just the sheer number of yards, 298, looking back at that game, what really amazed you about what he was able to do in that game?
I'm sorry, repeat the end of that?
I said, besides the sheer number of yards he gained, just looking back at that game, what do you think was most spectacular about his performance against the New Hampshire Elijahs, Greg?
He was physical. He broke a lot of tackles. I thought his vision was very good. He had two potential long runs where he just got tripped up. You know, we were able to get him to miss a few times, help on a couple of the runs, but, I mean, I don't know, when you have 298 yards, there's a whole lot of things that could be spectacular. I think mostly his will and desire picked the team up. You know, he even on the 4th-and-1 at the end of the game, they ran a linebacker through and hit him in the backfield, and he just kind of bounced off, you know, was physical, bounced through it and caught the corner and scored. So he is becoming a heart and soul of this team right now, and I'm really pleased with his progress.
He's leading. He's leading the country in carries. Greg, would you have thought he'd be able to do that at his size? You know, 5'9", 199.
I mean, I think, you know, some of that is you know, we're trying to develop a second running back, and we'd love to not give him 39 carries, but team situation really dictates a lot of that stuff, and I don't know how many he had at halftime. He didn't have too many at halftime. It was kind of the way the second half progressed. I mean, we planned on throwing the ball a little more, but, you know, again, it's real hard to make a decision to throw the ball when you got a guy running like that. And, you know, we just felt like, you know, I think we ran the ball the last 20 times, so that's where most of his carries came up. So, you know, we're probably playing with fire, running him that many times, but, you know, if this was the second game of the year, I'd be a little more concerned. It's the, you know, the 10th game of the year, so I think, you know, he's healthy still, and he'll survive, and he's tough, and, you know, certainly we've got to improve, drop his numbers in the future to try to protect his health.
Does he remind you of any back you've coached in the past, Greg?
He reminds me of me when I used to run the ball. You know, he's got a little different style, you know. I mean, he's, I'm not sure who I would compare him to. He's very physical. People don't realize how thick he is, you know. I mean, we list him at, he probably is 200 pounds, but he is, I mean, EV is pure muscle, you know. And he's, the thing about him that I think is, he got out of whack in the middle of the year trying to make long runs all the time. He's at his best when he's low to the ground. He can run at a quick pace, very low to the ground. And you know, when you see backs like that, they're difficult, you know. And I'm not sure who he runs like, to be honest. He's got his own little, kind of choppy. He looks like he's not fast, but then he's hard to catch. He doesn't look big, but he's very physical, and he's hard to get to the ground. I mean, he drags people. I mean, the one, two of the touchdowns, they had extra guys in the hole. He just ran them over, you know. So, you know, that he's unique.
Thank you.
Greg, you touched on it a little bit, but it's a little bit lost in EV's performance was the performance of Will Brunson. As you mentioned, the redshirt freshman makes his first career start, and pretty solid numbers, 12 of 20, 146 yards and a touchdown. Kind of give me your impressions on how he played and what you see is his upside for the future.
Well, you know, I've said all along that we feel great about our two young quarterbacks. I think Nevin had struggled a little bit and has been a little up and down, and he's very inexperienced. Will has played a ton of quarterbacks since he's probably been 5 years old. His dad was a coach. You can see him in the pocket. You know, he throws what I would call a very catchable ball. And people don't think he has a strong arm, but he does. He throws the ball with the tempo that he needs to complete it. He's really a kind of a true quarterback, and we had faith in him. The issue with Will was he has been hurt a few times that he's not been able to get in the mix. So he's practiced well. He had a great week prior to. We thought it was important to give him a chance so we could spur some competition for next spring. And I thought he went out and played for a first start. I'm not sure we could expect anything more out of somebody. I thought he played very well. He ran the ball. He managed the game. Kept us out of trouble. And, you know, he led a critical two-minute drive before the half for a touchdown against a pretty good team. So I'd say it was a pretty good first start.
And then just switching to the other side of the ball, you hold New Hampshire to just 3 points in the second half, and that came after a goal line stand that Sean McDonald was telling us earlier was really a big point in the game. Talk about what happened with your defense and how well they played in that second half.
Yeah, the goal line play, you know, kind of gets lost in all the, you know, sometimes those things get lost in the type of game it was, but that was a critical part of the football game, was getting them to kick a field goal there. You know, our defenses, and I just talked to the coaches, they said one thing they do is they play with an incredible amount of passion and effort. You know, we're not the biggest team, you know, we're pretty quick, but they just compete, you know, and we didn't play real well. We were, you know, they had us running around in the first half, and I thought the coaching staff made some really good adjustments to calm it down. And, you know, we took a couple silly penalties and frustration penalties. I think we were all a little frustrated in the second quarter because we thought we could compete better than we were. But ultimately they settled in and played really hard. And, you know, we won the turnover battle and had a chance at a couple others. So they did their jobs really well. And there was a couple fourth down stops in there too that are big. You know, there's the change field position for us for the better. So, you know, all in all, I thought it was a good, solid day for our defense.
Before I let you go, you another tough test this week with Stony Brook. Talk about the challenges that they present for you.
Yeah, you know, everybody, you know, we've got our eyes focused square on Stony Brook. We know the type of football team we're going to play. Incredibly strong physical team. You know, I don't think anybody's run it for 100 yards. I'm not sure if anyone's broken the 100-yard barrier against them as a single back, but I know they've been very stingy giving up rushing yards. And, you know, they're a physical, aggressive, big, talented defense, and probably one of the top defenses in the league. And it's a big challenge for our offense. And on offense, you know, I think they have a great wide receiver tandem, big linemen. You know, they have a group of good backs, so they don't have to run the one guy 39 times. And so they've got some depth and size that's a big concern for us. So, you know, and they do a great job coaching them. I just, you know, sometimes I watch them. I know they've struggled a little bit on offense, but, you know, it's hard for me to figure out why sometimes, because they're pretty darn talented. So we got to expect it's going to be a heck of a game. It's a rivalry game, and, you know, we've got to be prepared because they're tough.
All right, Greg, thanks for your time today all season long. Maybe we'll talk again next week. And like I said, thanks for the time all season long.
Thank you. See you.
All right, take care.